The beginning of Parshas Nasa is connected to the end of Parshas Bamidbar. At the end of Parshas Bamidbar, by Shvi, Hashem commanded Moshe to count the B'nai Kohos from the age of 30 to 50. Here, in Parshas Nasa, we continue on this topic, and Hashem commands Moshe to also count the B'nai Gershon and B'nai Merari from the ages of 30 to 50. Although Gershon was the Bechor, and we saw in Parshas Bamidbar, by the counting from 1 month and up, Gershon was counted first, so why over here is Kohos counted first and Gershon second? Abarbanel explains, since in this counting, we are counting from the age of 30 to 50, we are counting those that will do the Avodah, and the B'nai Kohos carried the Dvorim HaMekudoshim, the most holy vessels, therefore they were counted first. However, in order to give cover to Gershon, who was older, the Torah starts a new parsha with Gershon. Like we see over here, a new parsha, Parshas Nasai, is started with Gershon. And a new Dibur, like it says, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Lemar, Nasai es Roish b'nei Gershon gam heim. The Torah should have really placed the counting of Gershon and Merari with Kohos in Parshas Bamidbar. But in order to give cover to the Bechor Gershon, it starts a new parsha and a new Dibur with Gershon. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Lemar, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Abarbanel is Medayik. By the counting of Kohos in Parshas Bamidbar, Perik Dalet, Pasuk Aleph, the Pasuk says, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aharon, including Aharon in the Dibur. Over here, by the counting of Gershon, it only says, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe. And if you look in Pasuk Choftes, by the Tzivur to count Merari, there is no Dibur at all. Why is there a difference? Abarbanel answers, before the B'nai Kohos were able to carry the Kalim, Aaron and his children had to cover the Kalim, like we saw in Parshas Bamidbar. That is why Aaron was included in the Dibur by Kohos, because he was involved in their Avodah. He had to cover the Kalim before they can carry it. However, by B'nai Gershon and Merari, where Aaron was not involved, he is not mentioned. And the reason why there isn't any Dibur at all by the B'nai Merari is because both Gershon and Merari were under the leadership of Isamar, the son of Aaron HaKohen. And since they were under the same leadership, they are both included in one Dibur. Nasa is Roish B'nai Gershon. Take a census of the children of Gershon. Gam Hein, them as well, just like I commanded you in Parshas Bamidbar, to count the B'nai Kohos from the age of 30 to 50, you should also count the B'nai Gershon from the age of 30 to 50 to know how many people are coming to do the Avodah. Leves Avosim, Lemishbechosim, to their father's house, according to their families. Miben Shloishim Shana Vamalo, from the age of 30 and up, Ad Ben Chamishim Shana, until the age of 50, Tifgoid Oisim, you shall count them. Kol HaBolit Tzvoi Tzovo, anybody who came to join the legion, Lavoid Avoida Bo'el Moed, to do the Avoida in the Oel Moed. If you notice, the order in Pasuk of Beis is Leves Avosim, Lemishbechosim. However, in Parshas Nosa, by the counting of Kohos, it says Lemishbechosim, Leves Avosim. And also in Pasuk Choftes, by the counting of Merari, it also says Lemishbechosim, Leves Avosim. So why is B'nai Gershon different that the Pasuk says Leves Avosim, Lemishbechosim? V'ayin B'malbam, who discusses this diak. Another difference we find between the B'nai Kohos and B'nai Gershon and Merari is, by B'nai Kohos it says kol bo latzovo. However, by B'nai Gershon and Merari, it says kol habo litzvoy tzovo. Why does it say bo by Kohos and habo by Gershon and Merari? The Torah answers that there is a difference between bo and habo. Bo means when somebody comes, but only after something else was done before he comes. Habo means he's coming right away without anything else before him. Therefore, by the B'nai Kohos, it says kol bo latzovo, because they only came after Aaron Uvonov covered the Kalim. So their coming was not immediate. They had to wait until after Aaron Uvonov covered, then they could come. That's why it says kol bo. However, by Gershon and Merari, who did not need to wait for anything to be done to their Kalim before they started to carry, therefore a lashon of kol habo can be stated by them because their coming was immediate. Another difference we find between Gershon, Kohos, and Merari is that by Gershon it says litzvoitzavo. However, by Kohos and Merari it says latzavo. The ayin, the malbum, the hemek dover, who discuss this diak. We also have to understand why by Gershon and Merari it says la'avoid avoida b'oil moed. However, earlier by B'nai Kohos it says la'asais melocha. Why is a lashon of melocha used by Kohos and Gershon and Merari a lashon of avoida? The Malbim answers that there is a difference between Melocha and Avoida. Malacha means meleches machsheves, important work. Meleches umnis, skilled work. However, avoda just means physical labor. Therefore, by the Bnei Kohos, who carried the Devarim HaMekudoshim, the most holy vessels, and they had to have proper concentration when they carried these vessels. They were not allowed to be Mesiach Das, to take their mind off what they were doing. So therefore, by their work, it makes sense to say a Loshon, a language of Melacha, because it was a Meleches Machsheves. However, by the Bnei Gershon and Bnei Merari, where their carrying was just Avoidus Haguf, physical labor, there it says a Loshon of Avoidah. Meshech Chochma says another teretz. He says, since the Bnei Kohos carried their Kalim Bakosef on their shoulders, therefore it says Melacha. However, the Bnei Gershon and Bnei Merari, who carried their different items by placing it on Agolos wagons, over there it says Avoidah. And the pasuk continues, Zois Avoidas Mishpachos HaGershuni. This is the job of the family of Gershon, La'avoy, to work, Ulamaso, and to carry. Chizkuni explains that the word La'avoy, to work, is referring to the erecting and dismantling of the Kalim, which they are responsible for. So La'avoy means to work by being Mekim and being buried the Mishkan, putting it up and taking it down, Ulamaso, and carrying it. Vinosu, and they carried Esirios HaMishkan. The Urias HaMishkan, which were the bottom cover over the Mishkan, which was called the Urias HaMishkan. Ves Oyel Moyed, and also they carried the second cover, which was called the Urias HaOyel, and also it's called the Urias HaEzin, the Urias made of hairs of a goat. Michseyu, its cover, which is the third covering, which was made out of Oyeris Eilem Ma'odomim, skins of a ram dyed red. Umichsei HaTachash Asher Ola Milmola, and also the covering of the Tachash, which was a Chaya, which was very colorful and existed only in the time of the Midbar, which was on top of them. So all these covers they carried. This Mosach Pesach Oel Moed, and also the curtain at the entrance of the Oel Moed. This Kalei HaChotzer, and they also carried the curtains of the courtyard. These curtains made up the walls of the courtyard. This Mosach Pesach Sharei HaChotzer, and they also carried the screen at the entrance of the courtyard. Asher Al Mishkan V'Al Mizbeach Saviv, this Kalei HaChotzer, and this Mosach, surrounded the Mishkan and the Mizbeach, the Eitz Meisrehem, and they carried their strings, referring to the strings on the bottom of the Urios and on the bottom of the Kalei HaChotzer, and these strings were wrapped around pegs which were knocked into the ground in order that the Kloim and the Urios do not blow in the wind. There's Kol Kalei Avodosam, and all the Kalim of their work. Shari Aharon brings down that this is referring to the Yesedos, the pegs, which the strings were wrapped around. So we have the strings and the pegs that were carried by the Bnei Gershon. The Eis Kol Asher Yoseh, and everything that was given over, Lohem, to them, to the Bnei Gershon, the Avodu, to do their work. This is referring to, according to the Shari Aharon, the clay Ariga, the vessels that were needed to weave, because if any of the Arias were to rip, the Bnei Gershon were responsible to fix them. So they also carried any Kalim that were necessary to fix the Arias. Api Aaron of Onav Tia Kol Avodas Bnei Gershuni. Through the mouth, through the word of Aaron and his children, will be all the avoida of the family of Gershon. L'chol Masom, for all their carrying, u'l'chol Avodosom, and all their work. Ufekaratem Aleim v'mishmeres, and you should charge them with a watching Eis Kol Masom over everything they carry. This lashon of Ufekaratem Aleim v'mishmeres we do not find earlier by the Bnei Kohos. Rather, over there it just says, V'samu oisam ish ish al avodosoi ve'al masoi. You shall place each person on his work and on his carrying. It does not say, Ufakaratem aleihem v'mishmeres. And Malbum explains, because by the Bnei Kohos, there was no chazaka. If somebody carried, for example, the shulchan, that does not mean he will always carry the shulchan. The next time, he might carry the menorah. However, by the carrying of the Bnei Gershon, once a person was chosen over a certain kli, over a certain item, that was the thing he always carried. Therefore it says, Ufakaratem aleihem v'mishmeres, you should charge them with this watching, because this is what they will always carry. Zois avoidas mishpachos b'nei ha-gershuni b'oel moed. This is the job of the family of Gershon in the oel moed, u'mishmartom, and their charge was b'yad Isomar ben Aaron HaKohen, in the hand of Isomar, the son of Aaron HaKohen. Rashi is bothered by a contradiction to Pasuk Chav Zayin, because over there it says, Al-Pi Aaron Uvonov. It was Aaron and his children who were in charge of Gershon. Over here it says, one person, Isamar. Therefore Rashi says, that Pasuk Chav Ches is explaining Pasuk Chav Zayin. When it says Vonov, it means only Isamar. Which one of his children would be responsible for Gershon, it will be Isamar ben Aaron HaKoyin. Maskil David asks, if so, why does it say Aaron uvanov, Aaron and also Bonov in the plural? He answers that of course Aaron and his children in the plural were responsible for the Bnei Gershon, but Isamar did the shlichus for them. Isamar was their messenger, and Isamar did the job which Aaron uvanov were supposed to do. Zakt Rashi, Noso es Roish Bnei Gershon, you shall take a census of the children of Gershon, Gamheim, them as well. Why does it say Gamheim? Zakt Rashi, Kimoi Shet Tzivi Sicha Bnei Kohos, just like I commanded you concerning the children of Kohos in Parshas Bamidbar, Lirois Kamayesh, Shehigiu Lechlal Avoida, to see how many reach the category of working, so too you shall also count the Bnei Gershon from 30 to 50. Es Yirias HaMishkon, what were the Yirias HaMishkon? Eser HaTachtonis, the 10 lower Yirias. Since the covering, the bottom covering of the Mishkan was made up of 10 parts, these are called the Eser HaTachtonis, the 10 lower ones. Ves Oyel Moed, and the Oyel Moed, Yirias HaIzim HaAsuyes LaOyel Olam. This is referring to the Yirias made of hairs of a goat that were made to cover over the Yirias HaMishkon. And that's why they were called Oyel, because they were a covering over the Yirias HaMishkon, Michsehu, and its cover, Orois Elim Odomim, another covering which was made of skins of a ram dyed red, Mosach Pesach, and they also carried Vilon HaMizrachi, the curtain by the entrance, by the eastern entrance. Zakt Rashi, Asher Al HaMishkon, Kloimer, it means to say, HaKloim, the curtains, VeHaMosach, and the screen, Shel Chotzer, of the Chotzer, HaSeichichim Umeginim Al HaMishkon, that screen and protect the Mishkon, Va'al Mizbeach HaNachoshes Saviv, and also around the Mizbeach HaNachoshes, they were carried by the Bnei Gershon. Ve'ez Kol Asher Yoso Lahem, Kitagumai, it means like Targum says, Ve'yos Kol Diyismaser Lohoin, and everything that was given over and assigned to the Bnei Gershon. Rashi is telling us that the word Ye'oseh does not mean done, but rather it means which was given over, which was assigned. And Lohem is not referring to the Mishkan and the Mizbeach, which was stated earlier in the Pasuk, but rather Lohem is referring to the Bnei Gershon. Es Kol Asher Ye'oseh Lohem, everything that was assigned to them, to the Bnei Gershon, Ve'avodu, to do their work. And the Pasuk continues, Bnei Merari, the children of Merari, L'mishpachosam, according to their families, L'veis Avosam, to their father's house, Tifkoid Osam, you shall count them. V'ben Shloshim Shonav Amalo, from 30 upward, V'ad Ben Chamishim Shonav, until the age of 50. Tifkedeim, you shall count them. V'ayim B'shach, why the Pasuk says twice, Tifkedeim, and in the Pasuk earlier, Tifkoid Osam. Kol Abol Atzovo, anyone that came to the army, La'avoid Es Avoidas Oyel Moed, to do the Avoida in the Oyel Moed. V'zois Mishmeres Masom, and this is the job of their carrying. L'chol Avoidasom Oyel Moed, for all their work in the Oyel Moed. Karshe HaMishkon, the planks of the Mishkan, which were the planks that made up the walls of the Mishkan, Uverichov, and its bars, which attached the Kroshim to each other, the Amudov, and its pillars, the Adonov, and its sockets, the Amudei HaChotzer Sovim, and the pillars of the Chotzer around the Chotzer, the Adnehem, and their sockets, the Seidoisam Umeisrehem, and their pegs and their strings. As Rashi explains, these were the pegs and strings that were attached to the top of the Kali HaChotzer, which enabled the Kali HaChotzer to be attached to the Amudim. L'chol Kalehem u'l'choy la'avodosam, all their kalim needed for all their work. U'v'shemois tifkedu es kalei mishmeres masam, and by name you shall appoint them what they will watch and what they will carry. Ramban explains that this means that they told each and every person how many krushim they were to carry. They told Pliny, you're carrying 5 krushim. Another person they told, you're carrying 7 krushim, because they were afraid that since the krushim were very heavy, one person might leave the load for another. Therefore, each and every person was assigned a specific amount of krushim. And the Ramban says that the truth is this was done by all the carryings of the Leviim, not only by the family of Merari, but also by Gershon and Kohos. It's just stressed over here more, since there was more of an issue that one might leave the load for somebody else, since the krushim were very heavy. But this was also true by the carrying of Bnei Gershon and the Bnei Merari. Zois Avoidas Mishpachos Bnei Merari, this is the job of the family of Merari, L'chol Avoidasam Ba'oil Moed, for all their work in the Oil Moed, B'yad Isamar ben Aaron HaKoyin, under the leadership of Isamar, the son of Aaron HaKoyin. Just like Gershon was B'yad Isamar, so too was Merari. But Kehos was under the leadership of Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Visei Doisem Umeisreihem, and their pegs and their strings were carried by Merari. Zok Rashi, Shel Amudim, the ones of the poles of the Amudei HaChotzer, they were carried by Merari. Shaharei Yiseidus Umeisari HaKloyim, B'masa B'nei Gershin Hayu, because the pegs and the strings that were attached to the bottom of the Kloyim were carried by the B'nei Gershin. Yiseidus Umeisarim Hayu Liriyasu L'Kloyim Amato, because there were pegs and strings on the bottom of the Urios and on the bottom of the Kloyim, Shaloi Tagbim Haruah, which were used in order that the wind should not pick up the bottom of the Urios and the bottom of the Kloyim. V'yaseidus Umeisarim Hayu La'amudim, there were also pegs and strings for the Amudim, which were attached to the top of the Kloyim, Saviv around the Chotzer, Litlois Bohem HaKloyim, in order to attach the Kloyim to the Amudim, V'svasim Ha'olyoina, at their top, V'klunsois V'kundesim, with poles and rods, K'moshe Shenuya, like it was learned B'Meleches HaMishkan, by the Meleches HaMishkan. So Rashi tells us that the pegs and the strings that were attached to the bottom of the Kloyim were carried by B'nai Gershon, and the pegs and the strings that were attached to the top of the Kloyim in order that the Kloyim should be attached to the Amudim were carried by the B'nai Merari. And the Pasuk continues, Pasuk Lama Dalet, V'yifkoid Moshe V'yaharon Unesiei Ho'edo Es B'nai HaKosi. Moshe, Aaron, and the Nesiim counted the family of Kohos, L'mishpachosam u'leves havoisam, according to their family, according to their father's house. Although we do not see a tzivoy, a commandment by Hashem, to include the Nesiim in this counting, Rabban explains that Moshe added the Nesiim by himself in order to give kavod to the Nesiim. And it is for that reason, in Pasuk Lamed Zayin, that the Pasuk says, Asher pokad Moshe v'Aharon. These are the countings that Moshe and Aharon counted. And it does not mention the Nesiim, because the Torah wants to stress the Nesiim were only added by Moshe Rabbeinu, and it was not from Hashem. So the Pasuk says that Moshe, Aaron, and the Nesiim counted the B'nai HaKasi, Miben Shloshim Shono V'Mala V'ad Ben Chamishim Shono, from 30 years old to 50. Kol Abo Latzovo La'avoida Bo'el Moed, anybody who came to the army to do Avoida in the Oel Moed. And their counted ones were, according to their families, 2,750 between the age of 30 and 50. These are the counted ones for the family of Kohos. Anybody who did the work in the Oel Moed, that Moshe and Aaron counted through the word of Hashem, through the hand of Moshe.